Raising Children with Faith, Love, and Purpose. By Kim Sandoval. Raising children doesn't come with a clean instruction manual. It comes with a lot of trial, error, and shared moments of connection in the quiet spaces, teaching us that shaping a successful adult is less about being a perfect parent and more about showing up every single day, whether that means sitting at the kitchen table or sitting in the bleachers. Doing it as a single mom by myself, with a whole lot of grace and the invaluable help of family, meant learning early on that I didn't always have to carry the weight alone. Looking back now, with one child finishing her bachelor's degree as a college senior and another just stepping onto campus as a freshman, I can see how every small habit added up. When we look at our kids, we want them to thrive in the areas that matter most in their faith, their family connection, and their schooling. Here are a few pillars that guided our journey. My own faith journey wasn't always a straight line, but whenever personal struggles hit, I learned to turn toward the church for guidance, leading me to a much stronger relationship with God now. I passed this anchor down by making sure my kids attended catechism every year and celebrated the sacraments together. We attended church fairly regularly. Ultimately, as they grew, I gave them the freedom to choose their own relationship with God while always reminding them that the church is home to turn to when they felt alone. Trusting God with that freedom bore beautiful fruit. My oldest went on to become a deeply faithful leader, serving as the president of the Newman Club at Southern Utah University. No matter how tired I was or how much I had on my plate, I made it an absolute rule to always show up for them at their extracurricular activities. Being there every single time sent a clear message without me needing to say a word: you matter and I am your biggest fan. No matter how hectic our schedules got or how busy the night was, we always made it a priority to sit down and have dinner together as a family. It was a non-negotiable anchor in our routine that gave us a dedicated time to pause and catch our breath together. Beyond dinner, I learned how crucial it is to truly respect my children's personal space and their feelings. I made sure they knew their emotions were valid, and that they had room to grow into their own unique individuals without being crowded or forced to share before they were ready. Because they felt respected, that dinner table became a truly safe space where everyone shared exactly how their day went, the highs and the lows, and everything in between. Those everyday dinner time check-ins, combined with other small, casual talks in the car or at bedtime, gave my kids a constant reminder that they always had a listening ear and a supportive team behind them. I always pushed my children to do their absolute best and give 100% in school. It wasn't just about getting an easy A, it was about knowing they left everything on the table and fully honored their own potential and intelligence. Every night right after our family dinner, we transitioned together to the kitchen table to tackle homework. I stayed right there alongside them until they were old enough and disciplined enough to manage their own time and study independently, a foundational habit that prepared them both to handle the heavy demands of college. At the end of the day, we cannot map out every step of our children's futures, but by giving them a village of loving family, a consistent place at the family table, an environment built on mutual respect for their individuality, and a clear path back to the church, we give them the solid tools to build a meaningful, successful life from their first day of kindergarten all the way through their college years and beyond.